From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia was joined by China Monday in vetoing the latest UN Security Council resolution on Syria, aimed at securing a week-long ceasefire in the embattled city Aleppo. It was designed to allow in humanitarian aid for tens of thousands of trapped civilians, a situation UN humanitarian chief Stephen O'Brien warned again Monday is growing more acute.
Certainly over 200,000 people remain besieged, and we need to reach them. We know that the last formal food distribution was on the 15th of November, and that people have been eking out what they can. Prices have skyrocketed, so there's a real and severe shortage of foodstuffs.
Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin argued that rebels would use the ceasefire to restock ammunition and fortify positions. Rebel shelling is blamed Monday for killing at least two Russian nurses and eight civilians in the city. Meanwhile, Russia says it will begin talks with the U.S. in Geneva this week on a rebel pullout from Aleppo as government and allied forces press an offensive against the rebel-held sector. A Gambian court has freed a senior opposition leader along with 18 other political prisoners pending an appeal of their convictions on unlawful assembly. The decision comes just days after a stunning defeat of longtime incumbent President Yahya Jammeh by real estate developer Adama Barrow. Osenu Darbo heads the United Democratic Party. His wife, Maimouna, calls his release welcoming and a new day for the country.
I'm feeling happy. It's a new Gambia. There will be freedom, freedom of expression, respect for human rights and law.
Mr. Jammeh ruled the West African country for 22 years and has been accused of stifling dissent and other rights abuses. This is VOA News. The death toll from Friday's blaze that gutted an Oakland, California warehouse continues to climb as investigators search the building where an electronic dance party turned into a deadly inferno. Gregory Ahern is the Alameda County Sheriff.
We're up to a total of 36 bodies. The last three bodies were removed earlier on this morning. Of that 36 bodies, we've tentatively identified 33 of them. Of the 33, 16 families have already been notified, and we have five pending notifications going on right now.
Officials have yet to determine how the fire began in a building that had no sprinklers. A criminal investigation is underway. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he'll visit Pearl Harbor, Hawaii this month, the first time a Japanese leader has done so. The U.S. naval base in Tokyo was bombed in a surprise 1941 Japanese attack, precipitating the U.S. entry into World War II. But Mr. Abe's office said no apology will be forthcoming. Grant Newsham, senior fellow at the Tokyo-based Japan Forum for Strategic Studies, said the pending visit underscores the vital post-war bilateral relationship.
It's partly related to President Obama visiting Hiroshima last summer. But there's also, I think, an undercurrent here where since Mr. Trump was elected to the Japanese population and the Japanese government's great surprise, the Japanese government has really been scrambling to try and build some sort of relationship with Mr. Trump.
Mr. Abe's visit December 26 and 27 will involve praying for the American war dead, meeting with President Barack Obama. Nearly 100 psychiatric patients escaped from a Kenyan hospital Monday after being unattended amid a national medical worker strike. Dr. Julius Odago is medical superintendent of the Mathari Hospital.
They scaled up the wall surrounding the wards and came out within the hospital compound. They just wandered away.
He said he's optimistic they'll be rounded up and returned to the hospital. Meanwhile, police in Nairobi used tear gas against striking doctors complaining they've not received a salary hike promised 3 years ago. Clashes between militia fighters and security forces in the center of Democratic Republic of Congo left more than 30 dead over the weekend. Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, who staked his political career on a referendum on constitutional reform, soundly defeated Sunday, has been asked to stay on in office until a critical budget bill is passed. French President Francois Hollande Tuesday named Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve to head the new socialist government until next year's election, the shakeup following the resignation of Prime Minister Manuel Valls to run for socialist candidate. Federal and local officials in Los Angeles Monday said a specific threat has been called in against the city's commuter rail system. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.